The Star Report with Sasha Star.
Have to start with some sad news, I'm afraid, and that is that Oprah Winfrey's mom passed away last week on Thanksgiving, which is, of course, a huge holiday in America. Her name was Vernita Lee. She was 83 years old. She actually had Oprah when she was just 14, and Oprah has thanked fans for their kind words and condolences on her Instagram page, saying that it gives our family great comfort knowing that she lived a good life and is now at peace. Moving along to the royal family, because Meghan and Harry really are adulting at the moment. They got married, they're expecting their first child, and now they're moving. So they've been living in Kensington Palace since their engagement in September of last year, and now they will be moving to the suburbs, as it were. Windsor Castle, there is a 19th century Frogmore cottage on the grounds of that estate, and so they're going to be moving there early next year, just in time for their baby to be born. Another marriage, probably not so happy at the moment. Kit Harington and Rose Leslie of Game of Thrones, they got hitched 5 months ago, and it seems as though they were perfectly in paradise. They met on the show, they were on and off, and then they rekindled this lovely relationship. And now, just months after their marriage, rumors are circulating that Kit has been cheating on her with a Russian model and actress, Olga Vlaslova. And she has put pictures on Twitter of what appears to be Kit in bed holding a laptop. So, tough time in that marriage, I think. Obviously, Kit Harington has denied the allegations, calling the story completely false, saying that he's never even been to Luxembourg or met the model where they were supposed to have met. So let's hope that things sort of simmer down over there. I'm going to wish mazel tov to Quentin Tarantino, because he's gotten married, and he's married an Israeli woman. So he's gotten hitched to Daniela Pick, who is the daughter of Israeli pop singer Tzvika Pick. And they got married in Los Angeles. They've had quite a long relationship, a decade, on and off, transatlantic, him being in America, her in Israel. They met when he went to do promo work for Inglourious Basterds. And they had a lovely ceremony with a chuppah, with a yarmulke, and a reform rabbi in Beverly Hills. The pictures, they both look breathtaking, really. She wore a Dana Harel dress, two of them, in fact, as they mostly do in Israel. And it just looks like a really fun time was had by everyone. So mazel tov to the Tarantinos.
Sasha, how old is he?
He is 55 and she's only 35.
Only 55?
Yes, and she's 35.
Oh, my goodness me. There's a Roman Polanski thing happening there.
They actually call it a May-December romance.
A May-December romance.
Yes, yes.
Okay, you'll have to translate that for me later. Used another word I also didn't understand earlier. You said adulting?
Adulting. So that's kind of when you have to grow up and do adult things like pay
like
insurance.
Have babies and move to the
and
suburbs.
And mortgages and know how to iron and
okay.
cook.
Okay, got it.
My generation will understand. Speaking of my generation, we grew up with The Lion King. It was one of my favorite movies, still is, in fact. As a South African girl, that was the Disney movie for me. And they're making a live-action version of it, starring a whole bunch of famous people, including Beyoncé, John Carney, Donald Glover, Chiwetel Ejiofor. Disney's now released the trailer, and in 24 hours, it became the second most watched teaser trailer ever, just behind Avengers Infinity War. And if that wasn't enough, it's become the most watched Disney trailer of all time. So I think that's going to be a good showing. In tonight, or rather tonight, talking about a good showing, Guns N' Roses will be performing in Johannesburg. And on Sunday, there is a very big thing happening in Johannesburg. That is the Global Citizens Festival, the Mandela 100, where Beyonce, Ed Sheeran, Jay-Z, Wizkid, Usher, Pharrell Williams, Chris Martin, Casper Nyoves, Black Coffee, everyone is going to be on stage at the FNB Stadium. I mentioned Coldplay, and they actually have released a new song under a new name, calling themselves Los Unidades, which translates from Spanish as The Unit. So you can go and check out their new song, Elo. And that is your Star Report for the week.